Yep. Leo, thanks for coming to my talk. Thanks for staying for so late. There's just one talk after mine, so keep going. This talk is going to be about distributed tracing in server-side Swift. And as my previous talk, this also originated from Google Summer of Code. But in my case, it was back in 2020, so you can see me pitching to the Swift forums. And that's when I started working on Swift distributed tracing with my mentor, Konrad. And since then, I've been a co-maintainer of the Swift distributed tracing library, and I also created a couple of spin-off projects, including an OpenTelemetry tracer. The agenda for today is I'll give you a quick overview of Swift observability. Then we'll take a quick deep dive into Swift distributed tracing, the library itself. Then I'll show you how to make tracing even more exciting if you pull it together with logging. And then we'll take a quick look at OpenTelemetry and Swift OTel, and then a couple next steps. So as Tim mentioned earlier, there's three signals in observability in Swift. Currently, there's logging, metrics, and then last but not least, distributed tracing. Throughout this talk, I'll be using a fake server that is a product catalog API. It's written in server-side Swift, of course, using the Hummingbird project. And you can see there's just two endpoints, one to get all products and another one to get a single product. Here we can see this server is running in VS Code. And by default, this is as much observability as we get. We can see the server started, but after that, we're kind of on our own. So let's gradually add more observability to this. First up, we have logging. Logging is where you record specific points in time, and you can attach more information to those points through metadata. But the downside is it's kind of hard to understand a full request. So for example, if I fetch the products, I may log when I start querying from the